Hello and welcome. I'm Laura Averly, site editor for searchcontentmanagement.com, and I'm here with SharePoint and BI expert Scott Robinson, and today we're going to talk about some of the pros and cons of using SharePoint BPM. When comparing SharePoint BPM to other BPM platforms, it's clear that SharePoint is more of a local tool that isn't ideal for handling a broad set of processes across the enterprise. But SharePoint has the advantage of being integrated with the Office suite, so there is a trade-off here between convenient use and flexibility. So thanks, Scott, for joining us again.
Hi there, Lauren.
To start, how is SharePoint BPM different from other tools designed for business process management? And specifically, in what areas might it fall short when it comes to BPM?
Well, if you go out and look out on the tech blogs and the forums where people talk about these things, you're going to get a long list of complaints that people make about SharePoint BPM, what it cannot do. And I think that some of those points are fair, and some of them might be a little shallow and might not be giving SharePoint the credit that it deserves. The big platforms out there that are enterprise-wide platforms focused on BPM, they do a lot of things really well. For instance, Software AG is big in the market. It's very highly automated. You can take processes and pull people out of them as far as possible and just let them run automatically. It's very, very good at that. It's very good at process modeling. Oracle's platform, also high automation. IBM, high automation, very strong in process modeling. There's a system out there made by Pegasystems. Pegasystems is excellent in what-if scenarios, taking your analytics and looking at your processes and saying, okay, well, let's play this out 6 weeks, 3 months, whatever. That's a great capability. SharePoint cannot do those things. Now, on the other hand, one of the big leaders in the field is a platform called Appian. Appian's big sales points are that it has a cloud deployment. You can put it in the cloud. Well, you can put SharePoint in the cloud too now. Another big thing is that Appian leverages social metrics. And social metrics are increasingly important to business almost across the board. Everyone's diving into social because there's a lot of data there that's useful in business processes. SharePoint, as of 2013, does social very, very well. So, yeah, SharePoint, it's the little engine that couldn't, but that's not true anymore. SharePoint is coming up from behind very rapidly in BPM, cloud deployment, social features, and so on. And the fact that it is locally oriented, not always a bad thing, and that is less and less a hindrance. So, yeah, SharePoint does fall short when you compare them side by side. But SharePoint is looking better and better as it continues to evolve.
It definitely sounds like SharePoint has its benefits there. But as we mentioned, it also has the advantage of being integrated with the Office suite. So what benefits does that compatibility provide?
Oh, absolutely. Now, Microsoft made a strategic decision about a decade ago, and it was a wise, wise decision. And this decision basically was to leverage the Office suite out at the forefront of its roadmap for server-based technologies. Now, the reason for that is because Microsoft had a big lead throughout the 90s and into the 21st century, the fact that all of us used Microsoft Word. All of us used Excel. Microsoft basically, put all of the other major desktop products in their death throes. It is far and away the desktop leader. Now, we're getting away from desktop technology in these days of portability, laptops and mobiles and the cloud and all, but those packages are all deeply ingrained in all of us. We've been using those things 15 or 20 years. Everybody knows how to use them. That's what's great about them. Everybody knows how to use that software. So what Microsoft did over the past couple of versions of SharePoint was it deepened the integration of the Office suite with SharePoint so that SharePoint basically became this big shell around functionality that everybody all had already mastered. That was a stroke of genius. The 2010 release of SharePoint took it way out front in terms of making SharePoint the place where you do your Office work. You do your Word documents, you do your Excel spreadsheets, you do all of those things in SharePoint. Well, now that we've had that in place for, 3 or 4 years, here comes 2013, and 2013 is putting SharePoint in the cloud within the shell of Office 365. So we now have a deep integration between SharePoint and Office And that is just a boon for business processes. So when I'm implementing BPM on the SharePoint platform, I've got all this functionality at my fingertips. I know how to do most of the job if I'm somebody out there in the enterprise and I'm part of some BPM flow that's been put in place on SharePoint. The learning curve is less. The cost of implementation is less. The training is less. And this is something that the other major BPM platforms do not have. That's Microsoft's strategic advantage.
So it does sound like there's a trade-off between the convenience of that integration with Office and maybe the versatility of other larger BPM platforms. What are some of the steps companies can take to decide if SharePoint's BPM features are worth investing in?
Well, there are several things that a company can do if they're sitting down and they're trying to decide exactly which way to go on this. One of the first discriminators is there already a SharePoint deployment in the enterprise? A lot of organizations that go BPM and they want to buy a big BPM package, they're already using SharePoint. And so the question is, well, can SharePoint do the job for us? Because we've already saved on a big chunk of the expense. We already have licenses in place. It doesn't cost us anything extra to implement BPM in terms of licensing or software purchase because we've already got SharePoint sitting there. A second thing that a company can do is leverage the Office suite. To what degree are the processes that they want touched by BPM monitoring flow, to what degree are those processes based on people handling desktop objects, Word files, and Excel spreadsheets, and so on? If there's already a deep commitment to those, to that software in the enterprise, if everyone uses Excel spreadsheets by default and everyone uses Word documents and so on, then it's an easier decision, especially if many of these workflows have a lot of human touch, a lot of approval going on, and that sort of thing. If that's the case, then that's something that needs to be thought about. SharePoint may do the job. A third thing is, to what degree is the enterprise sophisticated enough that it can do high-level process modeling? A lot of the features of the major BPM packages are very fancy, very flashy, but they're also very expensive, and they may not be the way that a particular enterprise approaches implementing a new process. There's a huge learning curve also associated with those packages. And if I'm using Oracle or IBM or Software AG platform to implement my process, then I'm pretty much locked into that because those systems are so pervasive and they dig so deeply into my IT infrastructure that I'm pretty much stuck with them. If I go that direction in terms of business process modeling, then I have to go through those big top-down processes every time. It's a lot harder to kind of shoot from the hip and improvise than it would be with SharePoint. SharePoint is very improvisational, and it allows me to kind of mix and match and play with things. So it's a question of how do I want to do BPM? But these are things that really can play heavily in the decision. And not just the least of which would be the money. These other packages, these other BPM platforms are hugely expensive. Not all of them, but most of them. SharePoint, on the other hand, gives me content management capability and collaborative tools and all these things besides BPM for less money. So if I can squeeze my BPM into the SharePoint paradigm, I'm better off financially and I've got a more flexible platform to work with.
Now, in a previous podcast, we've talked about other BPM platforms living alongside SharePoint and complementing it. But I'll ask the question again, keeping in mind the things you've said about Office compatibility and cost and so forth. When does it make sense to use other BPM tools in addition to SharePoint BPM?
Well, there are several scenarios where that might be the way to go. One thing that's very important these days in business process planning is analytics. Predictive analytics are becoming very, very big because they give a company a strategic edge where strategic advantage is now almost a vanishing thing in the age of the Internet where everyone is more equal than they used to be. Now, if I'm interested in using predictive analytics and playing out what-if scenarios, then I want to make the investment in a package like Pegasystems. Pegasystems' BPM platform is extremely adept at what-if scenarios. Now, I could build something like that in SharePoint on the Microsoft BI, the Business Intelligence Suite, which now comes standard in SQL. But it's going to take me a while, and I'm going to need a lot of expertise in-house or highly paid consultants in order to make that play out the way I want it to. So it makes a lot of sense if I want to play the predictive analytics game and build that into my business processes to go with one of these other platforms, because SharePoint doesn't do that. Now, I've still got SharePoint there for workflow management and for the lean and mean granular BPM, and that might be what I wanted because I can move fast on the ground with SharePoint. But I might want SharePoint plus Pegasystems if I want that that highly granular approach down at the user level and the predictive analytics approach up at the executive level. That would be a good example.
Well, thanks again, Scott, for joining us.
Happy to.
I'm Laura Aberle, and for more on SharePoint and BPM in general, be sure to check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Thanks for listening.